And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Dr. Chi Ekwenye Hendricks grew up in Nigeria. She was 8 years old when she got her first pair of shoes. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, she told friend Stephanie Viverberg about how that day continues to inspire her.
You know, growing up in rural Nigeria, now I realize we were very poor. It didn't seem like that at that point. It didn't bother me, interestingly, for some strange reason. The only thing that I remember that I didn't have that bothered me was not having shoes. And I had these cousins that lived in the city, and they would come to the village to visit, and they had shoes on and socks. Now I remember it was always like a pair of white socks. And so that even intensified my desire to own my own pair of shoes. I think I started bugging my dad. You know, I bugged him. I asked for it at every opportunity. Finally, I think he just decided, okay, I am going to buy you these shoes, maybe so I can have some peace with you. Now, when I think of it, I feel so bad because I'm sure maybe the year he bought that shoe, there were so many other important things that he could have done with the money. I still remember my father had a bicycle and he would cycle from our village to Aba. Aba would be about 10, 11 miles. And so that fateful morning, he tells me he's going to buy my shoes. And so I run back into the larger compound and I gather all my friends and I tell them, guess what? My dad is going to Aba and he's going to buy shoes for me. You know, you don't go from not having shoes one day and then having shoes. You have to learn how to walk in shoes. And so we spent the whole day when my father was gone practicing how to walk when you have shoes on. But now that I think of it, the interesting thing was we were practicing how to walk in heels, you know, like in high heel shoes. Because that was what the teachers wore. They wore high heel. And so we walked on our tippy toes all day long, you know, just it was kind of interesting. I was being taught how to wear shoes by a bunch of other shoeless people. I guess later in the evening, here comes my dad with his bicycle. Now when I close my eyes, I can see myself just running even before he could stop. My father reaches into his bag and he gets this brown pair of sandals, just very basic, very plain. And he hands it to me and I clutch this pair of brown leather sandals and I run into the back into the bigger compound. And before I knew it, you know, all the kids were around. There was a crowd and everybody's looking, trying to get a glimpse of this pair of shoes. And so I get it out of the plastic bag and I wear it first. Then, of course, everybody else has to try it on. It was too big for some people. It was too small for some of it. Everybody gets to try it. You know, looking at them, the joy that we're experiencing, just like me too. I was so happy. I took the shoes back and I said, don't worry. When I grow up, I will buy shoes for all of you. I can't go back and buy shoes for them. But thinking about that and increasingly over the last couple of years, in a way, it has become like a hallmark, become the cornerstone of my life, of my journey, of something from which a lot of the things I do today has sort of sprung from that.
That was Dr. Chi Ekwenye Hendricks. She's the director of Right Steps Incorporated, a nonprofit that provides relief services for orphan children. She was talking with friend Stephanie Viverberg. This story was produced locally by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or loved one, you can go to our website, wabe.org/StoryCorps.